Hello, everyone. How are you? Welcome. Welcome, ladies, to our first Style Maven Mastermind call. I've got you all on mute right now, but I'll be taking you off mute in a few minutes. I'm calling this a mastermind because I want this time to be collaboration, basically an unscripted part of the workshop where we tackle problems, answer questions as a group. You know, I've studied color and fashion design, and I've been a stylist for many years, but you have answers and opinions that matter too. So I love the idea of having a collaborative time where we all get together and get to know one another and really get our style questions answered. And I just wanted to say I'm so honored that you're all part of this journey. I feel like I'm getting to know you already. And I hope you enjoy the process to awaken your inner fab woman. Now we have 1 hour, so I'm going to talk for about, I think, 20 minutes just to review some of the week's materials, week one materials, and then I'll open up the microphone to all of you to answer your questions. And some of you that can't make it to the call have already sent their questions, so I'll go ahead and answer those questions too. I also see that some of you are posting your photos in our secret 30 Days to Style Success Facebook page. Thank you so much. I know it's a lot of work to watch all the videos and do the activities and put together outfits and photograph them. It's a lot of intense focus on yourself and really focusing and thinking about your appearance. But I hope it's really going to be all worth it in the end, and just do the best you can. And also know that you'll have access to the videos beyond our 30-day workshop. So you can actually go back to the videos and refresh whenever you have a question. What I would like to do is start just by introducing ourselves to each other. Hopefully you'll be comfortable introducing yourself. I'd love to hear where you live and a little bit about why you're attending this style workshop. So I'm going to go over here and, I see lots of women on the call. Okay, so I think what I will do, if you press *2 on your phone, what that does is that indicates that you're willing to let me unmute you and have you introduce yourself. Oh, okay. Angela put her hand up first. So let me unmute you. Hi, Miss Angela.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm very well. It's very good to hear your voice. I love connecting with a picture.
Thank you. And thank you for all your help. I know I wasn't great with the pictures, but thank you for everything so far.
Oh, I think you're doing great. I really do. How are you doing with all of
this? I'm okay.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, well, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, where you live, and why you're interested in taking this style workshop.
Well, actually, I live in a tiny town in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania. A lot of people haven't heard of it, but they've heard of Lebanon Bologna, so that's how my claim to fame is. But anyway, what happened was the other, the doctor put me on a weight loss program, and I've been losing weight. And the other day, I caught sight of myself in the mirror, and I thought I looked dowdy and frumpy. And I'm not at my ideal weight, but I thought, I don't like how I look. I look like I have bloomers on. So my sister is actually Barbara. She's in this group as well. So I had written to her, texted her and said, I've got to do something. I look old and frumpy. And she sent your link, and I looked at everything, and you worked with what people had. You didn't you made them real looking, not something unnatural. So I really liked it, and I'm hoping that it raises my self-esteem a little bit too, because for the longest time I just sort of wore whatever fit, you know, and covered me pretty much. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, this is beautiful. To combine some weight loss with restyling your look is going to be fabulous. I think
I'm pretty excited.
pretty exciting. Yes. Oh, great. Thank you so much. All right. Who else? Okay, so who's in New Hampshire? I'm going to put Angela back on mute. Okay, New Hampshire, you're on.
Hi, Linda. It's Eva Marie.
Eva, how are you? Now, Eva, you told me that you call yourself Eva. And
I do, but everything is addressed to Eva Marie. That's why I figured I'd just cover both bases, and that's how I introduced myself.
I love it. I love it. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you live? I see New Hampshire. That's right. You're in New Hampshire.
Yes. Right on the Maine New Hampshire border.
Wow.
So right now I'm sitting outside on the deck overlooking the pool. There is a little breeze, though it's in the mid-90s and a high humidity, which is better than all the snow we had this winter.
That's true. You have to keep it in perspective.
Yes, yes,
that is for sure. So the reason why I joined is that, you know, approaching 60, I am not quite sure of my colors. I do have a thick waist, and I'm not sure how to dress to try to camouflage it. So that is the main reason why I joined, and anything I could learn would be great. I used to go by on what my girlfriends would say, oh, that looks good on you, or that color looks good on you. But I was never sure myself.
Yeah, well, I will be you'll be turning the tables on your girlfriends when you're done with this 30-day workshop. You'll probably be advising them, because what happens is you naturally start picking up information about all the different color palettes and the different body shapes. And I hear from my clients, they become mini-me's, you know, and they can't help themselves, you know, but say to their girlfriends, have you thought about wearing lavender? You know, it's really going to pick up the blue in your eyes, you know. So, so you almost, you know, I think you gain a lot of general knowledge, not only for yourself.
Well, that would be good, because I've always been in medicine, and I've always just worn scrubs or the old white nurse's uniforms. And it just will be nice to have a little bit more knowledge and self-confidence in that direction.
I love it. And just for everyone else, Eva sent me a video. So she actually got a, was that your iPhone that you took a video with?
No, my mini iPad. My girlfriend did it for me.
Yeah, that was really clever. So, yes, I got to see the 360 walk. That was really good.
Wasn't that devastating?
Yeah. And I have wonderful ideas for you for testing your body shape. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm putting you back on mute. All right, let's see. Maryland is next. Who's in Maryland? I forget. Who do I have on the phone? Waldorf, Maryland. Hello?
Hi, Linda, are you there?
I am.
Okay, I'm sorry, it's Joyce. I had muted my phone because I was eating, and I just didn't think you would want to hear me eat, so I muted my phone. I might have been wrong, but anyway, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Joyce?
Good. I'm great. I'm really
and
great.
I'll put you back on mute soon so you can finish your lunch or dinner.
Well, I appreciate the lunch.
Tell us a little bit about where you live. You're in Maryland. I will remember all these locations soon.
I'm actually not in Waldorf. I'm actually in Prince Frederick, but it's southern Maryland. It's like south of Annapolis, southeast of Washington, D.C.
I see.
Yeah.
Great. And why did you join us in this workshop?
Well, a lot of reasons. I have a lot of thoughts, and I know we only have an hour, but, you know, just call me back whenever you have time, and I'll keep talking. But anyway, my general thoughts is that I think at this age, I think we are going through as many or possibly more transitions than you did as going like from a child to a teenager. And so we're just changing a lot of things. Like, our children are normally grown, and then we have grandchildren, or you might be retiring, or you might be starting a second career, or you might be divorced, or you're just like doing all kinds of different things. After a sort of maintaining a status quo for maybe 20 or 25 years.
Yeah.
So that's one reason. The other reason I told you in my survey is that sometimes I pick out outfits, and I mean, I think they're just fabulous. And sometimes I think, you know, I better be careful because I'm about to make some people jealous here, you know. And then I look at myself in pictures on, like, Facebook, and I'm like, oh, no. I was like, what? You know, what could I possibly have been thinking that looks horrible? And so that was a big indication. I thought, I need somebody to tell me without sort of placating me like one of my daughters or a friend, oh, you look fine.
Yeah.
But sort of like an independent person that doesn't care about hurting my feelings and can say, oh, no, you know, that's terrible. And then the third reason I had was that I think I follow a lot of rules that don't make any sense. Like, for example, like I would never wear the same color, like, top and bottom. I just think, you know, I don't know where I got my matching from, like Geranimal tags or something, but I just feel like that's like a rule, you know, and I don't know why. I have the same thing, like I never wear a necklace because I wear glasses. Like that's like some kind of a law. And
ooh,
it isn't,
right.
But it's ridiculous. So I need a lot of help, as you can see, and possibly therapy. So
well, you're a hoot.
Well, I don't know about that, but I need some, you know, serious advice. So anyway, I didn't mean to talk your ear off, but
that is exactly what we're here for. I think a lot of us grew up around the same era where we had a lot of those rules where you don't wear white after Labor Day, and you know, I mean, there's just so many rules that are outdated, and I can definitely help you dispel that. I just think we're in this era now where, especially at our age, we're going to throw away the rules, and we're going to have fun with fashion. We're going to have fun dressing ourselves in a confident way, because you're going to know how to dress in with your working with your proportions, not against your proportions. So hopefully all those answers are going to be taken care of, and will dispel all of the old rules as well. Thank you so much, Joyce. I'm putting you back on mute. And our last introduction is Louise Holmes, and I'm taking you off mute, Louise. Hello. I have to disclose the fact to all the other ladies that you and I have known each other for many, many years, since the early 80s, because we were both starting out in Silicon Valley in high tech, and Louise and I have maintained contact all these years, even though Louise has moved to different locations, but, you know, there's a bond, there's a friendship, and Louise is fairly responsible for getting me to put my workshop online and making it virtual and not just offering it to people that live in my local area. So I have a lot of gratitude toward Louise, and I'm thrilled, Louise, that you've joined us to up-level your style, I guess. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. So am I unmuted? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, great. So, I am Louise Holmes, and thrilled to be here. And because Linda is a good friend, I feel for my typical way of doing programs is I don't necessarily do everything, but Linda is a friend of mine, and I can't let her down. So I'm doing all of the exercises. I do help people get their programs online, figure out how to teach and deliver programs virtually. And I live at home in my sweatpants really almost all of the time. I pay no attention anymore to how I look. I lived in Manhattan. I did all of that. But I turned 60, and I like to be comfortable during the day. So it has been a challenge going out to events and trying to look presentable. So once in a while, I'll get a package in the mail from Linda with a scarf where she'll say, this color. So anyway, she's been wonderful. But anyway, so if I'm a little bit manic about throwing millions of pictures up on the Facebook pages only because I don't, A, I'm having fun, I'm working my tail off, and D, I don't want to let Linda down. So so I hope I'm not burying everybody with photographs.
No, we love it. We absolutely love it. Thank you, Louise, for your enthusiasm. This is great. We're all enthusiastic. I think this is a great exploration for all of us. I'm putting you back on mute. What I wanted to do is just spend a couple minutes going back over the week one activities, because I do realize that it's a lot to watch. So every week you've got about four videos that are approximately 15 minutes in length. And I think by the end of the fourth week, you'll probably have figured out what schedule works for you. I was hoping that maybe you could watch two a day and then work on the activities. I think it's really important to do the activities. I'm a former training director, as is Louise, and we know the best way you learn, and I'm sure all of you women realize this, the best way to learn is to do. So that's why I'm having you watch the videos and then pause them and then immediately do an activity that reinforces what you just learned in the video. And it's okay to make mistakes. This is a really safe environment. We're in a secret Facebook page. Anything you send to me never, ever gets shared. You can see I'm pretty available on email or by telephone or on Facebook most of the time. So if you're getting ready, let's say, to go somewhere and you just want to shoot me a photo and say, Linda, what do you think? I just put this outfit together. I think that would be fabulous. So this next 30 days is really about you exploring and taking fashion risks. And I'll, you know, if you need course correcting, that's exactly what I'm here to do. And then I'm already getting to know you through your photographs, but as the weeks go on, I'll get to know you even more, because this week is really just about color. And color is only one aspect of our appearance. So it is probably the most important aspect, but your signature style and the way that you create your proportions with clothing, that's going to be over the next couple weeks. And that's where we really are going to dig into fabric and design line and the types of patterns that look best on you, things like that. So we're going to keep building on all this knowledge. And by week four, you'll be ready to clean out your closet and remove the clothes that are just really in cluttering your way to feeling stylish. And I can, you know, I'll give you some suggestions on what to do with those clothes. Okay. So in the first video, what I talked about was I wanted to introduce the concept of color, because I'm fascinated about what color is and why it's important to pay attention to the colors that we wear. And color is actually just a light wave of energy. So it's energy. And if you think about it, you look best in the colors that complement your own energy. So that's where the four seasons came in. That's where, you know, if you work with a color palette, those are the colors that energetically create radiance and sparkle around your skin tone and your eye color and your hair color. So the colors that are longer wavelengths are what we consider warm colors, and the cooler colors are shorter wavelengths of energy. And when you, basically the most important thing is if your skin tone and your coloring is warm, you want to gravitate toward warm tone colors. Those are colors like golden yellow and oranges and browns and yellow green, orange-based reds. So anything that's sort of kissed with yellow is going to be a warm tone and look really harmonious against your skin. Cool tones, think of the ocean. Those are any colors that are blue-based. So blue greens, blue pinks, purples, magenta, and any blue-based red is going to be really complementary against your skin tone. So again, wearing colors that resonate with your own body's natural color palette really invokes the power of light. And it, wearing the wrong color actually does make you look tired and plain. And it's fascinating to me how easily you can transform your look just by wrapping a beautiful scarf around your neck. So when I work with clients, I don't make them throw away all their black if black is not their best color. What I say is just wrap a beautiful scarf around your neck over that black top. And it's really most important what you wear around your neck, because when you meet someone or when you're going out, that's where people look first. They look at your face and your eyes. So the right color just automatically makes your skin glow and your eyes sparkle. And it just literally makes you feel better as you walk out the door. So what will happen by the end of this 4 weeks is you are literally going to take your color card into your closet and remove all the colors that don't work for you. And what you end up with is this harmonious rainbow of color in your closet that when you look at it, it just makes you happy because those are your colors. And then when you go shopping from now on, you just gravitate toward those colors. And even if they're not necessarily the colors that they're showing in season, you're going to get so used to looking for those colors that all you need maybe is one top in that particular color. And you'd be surprised how quickly you're going to make a beeline for your color green. Because we can all wear red, we can all wear green, we can all wear blue, and pretty much we can all wear yellow, even though it's different shades of those colors. So that's why I send you a color card. And I think they've all been sent out by now. A couple of you said you haven't received them yet, so they should be there in the next day or two. Now, the activities that I asked you to do, the first one was really just to think about what are the colors that you see most in your closet and what are the colors that get you the most compliments, or what colors do you want to wear but you're kind of afraid because you think it might not be the right color for you, but you're drawn to it. So those were the types of questions that I asked in the Color Me Confident handout, the assessment that you all filled in, and you all did a beautiful job. But I didn't really get to hear the answers that you gave to when I look in my closet, I feel, or the color I see most in my closet is this. Now, if anybody wants to share, let's see. I think I can refresh. I need to lower everybody's hand. Okay, I just refreshed. So press star 2 if you want to share what you wrote about your feelings about your wardrobe. What are the colors that you see most in your closet today? Or the last time you cleaned out your closet, when was that? You know, so if you feel like sharing some of those answers, go ahead and raise your hand. I'll continue on. Okay, all right, Angela.
Again.
There we go. I just unmuted you.
Okay. I don't think I always try to be second or something, but no, when I look in my closet, and I tried to clean it out this spring, but I have a problem with giving up on clothing, you know, it's like really hard for me, but because I'm always worried I won't have enough to wear, I guess, or something like that. But I did notice I have a lot of greens in my closet, and I've noticed that before when I've been dressing in the morning, I'll reach for a green shirt, and I think, no, you just, and I look, because I always keep stuff in the week that I wore, and I'm thinking, no, you just wore a green shirt. So I tend to have a lot of greens in my closet.
Which you do have green on your spring color card, but you have a lot more colors as
I'm anxious to get it so that I can come in my closet and look, but green and of course tan. I'm a big ivory from everything from white to brownish in that. I have a ton of those. A ton.
Now when you get your color card, Angela, what you're going to see, you can wear white, but your best white is a creamy white. It's like a beige white.
Yeah. And, I mean, like I said, I can't wait to get it because, yeah, I didn't know that. I always, you know, your mother always tells you avoid certain colors. So I avoided, I told you I wanted to wear yellow. And I avoided it because my mother always told me, you don't wear yellow. No one wears yellow well. So I thought, okay, no yellow. And since I'm 58 years of not wearing yellow, you know, so.
There is a yellow. There's a beautiful daffodil yellow on your color card,
that.
So that'll be great.
I'm excited. So, I know.
But green actually is a great color for you because you've got red hair, red highlights, it looks like.
Yeah,
so,
my hair goes in and out, No, I do. I'm glad I have the green, so.
Yeah. So green is great, but I think with the color card, you're going to be able to add a lot more colors.
I know. And that's what I want, too. I'm tired of always wearing green shirts, you know, or always wearing tan shirts or something. So,
Lots of spring, lots of great purples and violets and lavenders, too, which are going to look really beautiful against your skin. So, thank you. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay.
What
else?
So I think, when was the last time you cleaned out your closet? I'm just curious.
Well, I got that book. What's it called? The Art of Cleaning. I don't know. You know, everybody's reading it now. It's the book by the, I think she's a Japanese writer. They have groups of people who are starting to get into it around here. The Fine Art of Decluttering or something where you color code everything. So in the spring, I cleaned it out. And her big thing is keep what you love. Well, I loved everything. I mean, that's me, though, you know. So it wasn't a good thing. So I think what I need to do is when I get my color card and when the time comes to clean, is to also try things on and, you know, start being a little bit more critical. And with the styles you sent me, I think I can see, like, an overall pattern of things that I need to start looking for. More flowing stuff, you know, and I have some stuff that probably, you know, I definitely can get rid of, and I'm just hanging on. I don't even know why I'm hanging on to it, other than I just like opening my closet and seeing lots and lots and lots of clothing, you know, so anyway.
Yes, yes, as long as they're the right clothes. But I always say you don't need a lot of clothes. You just need the right clothes. And I think for you and for all of us, it's really about hitting the right proportions with our changing bodies and our midsections that, you know, all of a sudden, where does that bump come from, you know?
I've been wondering that for a couple of years now.
I don't know what it is. It's 860, boom, there it is, or even 50.
Yeah, 60, so, that's 40, So,
that'll be a great opportunity. Okay, thank you. All right, I'm putting you back on mute, and I'm unmuting. Okay, you're unmuted, Miss Joyce.
Oh, hey.
There we go.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. Okay. I just wanted to comment about Angela said that there was Angela, right, that was on the phone?
This was
Andrea.
Joyce.
I know, but who was before me?
Right before you. Okay, tell me what the comment was.
Just that.
Angela. Yes, you're right.
Angela, she said that that she doesn't have anything yellow, and neither do I. I don't have one yellow thing, zero. And I don't know why. Maybe I heard the same rule, you know, that this yellow is just no good. So, anyway, I just thought I wanted to mention that as well.
Well, I think yellow, it depends. The intense yellows can be really hard to wear for some of us. But if you hit the right tone of yellow, it's a beautiful color. And if you're a one, which you are, you're a spring, you're going to be able to wear that beautiful, soft daffodil yellow. I think that's going to look really good. So, this will be an opportunity to kind of broaden the color spectrum in your closet.
The other thing that I notice is when I look at what I have is I have a lot of things in, like, a lot of different styles. It's almost like I have, like, these massive mood swings that, you know, sometimes I have, like, very conservative, like, button-down, you know, very straight-laced stuff, plaid skirts. And then I have other things that look like, you know, kind of gauzy and bohemian. It's just, like, all these different styles, and it's hard to put them together. I think that's probably my biggest problem is that way too many colors and too many different kinds of fabrics and too many different styles, and all of that have to go together to make a successful outfit.
Yeah.
And that's why I have clothes, but I feel like I have nothing to wear.
That's a really great description of, you know, why you're in the workshop, because what we're going to do is you're actually going to define who you are inside and what is your signature style that you love. Doesn't mean you can't go outside of that, but you'll do that more consciously. In other words, when you bring home pieces that don't necessarily match your signature style, that's when you end up with all these one-offs that don't go together.
Exactly.
Right?
You don't know what your style is. Everything you have is just stuff. Because you don't know, you think, well, maybe I'll try that. Maybe I'll try this. You know, maybe that'll
work. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
exactly.
If you know, you know, like, let's say sometimes I do want to dress conservatively, especially, you know, we really dress for the out of respect for the people that we're meeting, you know, and or the function that we're attending. So there are times, let's say even bohemian me, I will dress more conservatively. And that's a conscious effort. And I know what that means. And I know, like, a button-down blouse, it, to me, a little more conservative. It can be classy and chic as well, but it's a much more conservative style. So you'll definitely be working through that, where you really do define who you are inside and how you want to express your look. And then you kind of stay in that lane most of the time, so that everything you bring home has a natural mate. Has many mates.
Exactly. Right. There's just a lot of mating going on in my closet. Right.
A lot of mating. A lot of mating. Be happy, closet.
That's right. There you go.
Thank you for raising your hand.
No problem.
Okay, I'm putting you back on. Okay. Back on mute. Okay. So back to some of the exercises that so the assessment really was your opportunity to define your best colors, and you all did fantastically. You know, I was very, very impressed. And that's what resulted in your getting your color card. And you actually get, well, I won't spoil it for those of you who haven't gotten your color card yet, but I'm trying to accommodate all the situations that you might need a color card. So that's what you'll find in your package. Now, the color strategies, and I think that's what Louise was referring to, all the activities that I asked you to do in the fourth video, I introduced like three color strategies. One was mix and match, one was matching your eye color, and then the third one was building a wardrobe of core neutrals. So those strategies are really, I think, pivotal to having an organized closet where you don't need as many clothes as you used to think you did. As long as all the colors mix and match, all of these styles mix and match, and you really do want to build a wardrobe of neutrals and then use color, pops of color, to add interest and excitement to your wardrobe. So I think it was Angela who said that you end up with a lot of neutrals in your wardrobe. I think it was beiges. If I'm wrong, who it was, I apologize. But who said that? And I think because you said you had a lot of tans and ivories. That's good, because that way you always have the foundation to build an outfit. And then you learn how to use your accessories and things like jackets and scarves and cardigan sweaters or any kind of topper to really pop your outfit with color. So those activities are really important to go through and actually try to find the outfits in your closet first. So using the color wheel that you see in the video, and if you don't own the color wheel, those are really fun to just own in general. I'm fascinated by color anyway, but if you go to Michael's or any one of those arts and crafts stores, they sell color wheels. And you can start rethinking the way you're putting outfits together by using complementary colors. And Louise did a great job of that on Facebook. She posted some examples of pairing complementary colors. And I think, was it Joyce? I think you did that too with the orange or coral top and a blue skirt. So things like coral and blue or orange and green, red and green. I love, for me being in autumn, I love teal and burnt orange or teal and mustard look beautiful together. These are color combinations that automatically signal to people that you're sophisticated, that you understand what goes together. So this is a really good insider designer fashion secret to know that these are colors that go together. You have to have the, you know, let's say the self-awareness to put these colors together, and they really do attract attention. So anytime you put those complementary colors together, you're going to get some attention, and they make a bold and exciting outfit choice for you. Now, the other strategy, number two, is to repeat the color of your eyes or hair in your top. And that's the easiest one. There's nothing like wearing a blouse or a top that matches your eye color. It pops your eyes, and you're sure to get compliments all day long. So it's a really easy way to create impact. So see if you have that color in your closet, and if you don't, start looking for it. And then the third color strategy was to build a wardrobe of core neutrals. So again, the neutrals are really any color that are almost, they're in between. They're colors you really don't notice. So black, white, brown, khaki, gray, beige, those are all neutrals. And you can wear almost any color with a neutral. And as long as you're staying either with your warm neutrals or your cool neutrals. And you saw in the video that I almost like drew an outline around the platinum card and said, those are all neutral colors. And then the colors in the middle of the platinum number two card were all the colors that will pop your outfit. So get to know your color card and the neutrals in your color card. And I would say it's probably going to be like 60% neutral in your closet, and then 40% you're going to have pops of color. But I actually have a lot of neutral in my closet. So it really just depends on what your style is and what your preferences are. But you really do want to have mostly neutrals with pops of color. And that way you don't need to have a lot of, you know, the number of clothes in your closet. Okay. So let's see. I wanted to next, I guess it's time to take questions. We have 20 minutes left. So, Joyce, you are actually on the call. So you had a couple questions. So I'm going to unmute you. And let me, Okay, Joyce, I have unmuted you. And if you want me to, I can remind you of your questions, or do you remember what you were asking me?
I think I remember what they were, but I remember the first one anyway. How many did
okay.
I ask, two? But I have a third question. Is like you referring to yourself as like you said you were a fall or and
yes.
I remember that from years ago, but what's number one? What is that? Summer, spring, something?
Spring.
Like I'm color palette number one. Okay, so that would be spring. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I could see just from looking at your hair color and your skin tone, you might be able to wear some of those autumn colors, especially, you know, if you get a deep tan. Does your skin tone get a little orangey peach?
Yes.
A little darker? Yeah.
Yes.
So you, you know, as long as you stay in the warm areas, I think you could venture into autumn. I venture into spring sometimes because I want, to me, spring is, you know, when I described all the different color palettes in the videos, spring is animated. It's lively. It's walk in a room and own it and chatter away and, you know, very high energy people are usually spring and the colors are bright and light and high energy. So when I want to invoke that kind of energy, I move in, I wear a spring color.
And you said I was spring, right? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Spring.
You're welcome. So your first color was, how about black and white stripes and patterns? Because I basically told you black was not in your color palette.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I agree.
Okay.
But I didn't know if it was different, if it had a pattern. I don't think black does anything for me, but it's one of those rules. I thought it was almost kind of like a requirement that you just had to have a bunch of black stuff. But if it, I didn't know if the rule is different, if it's like black with another color or black and white or, you know, how
yeah.
that works as far as type.
Yes.
There's so many black and another color patterns in the stores. I'm not sure why. Maybe because when they make mistakes on steaming the clothing, you don't see it. I don't know. But, yeah, so could you comment on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I would say if black, you know, technically – black and white stripes or black and white pattern tops would not be the best for you. However, a cute black and white, I can picture this on you, a black and white horizontal stripe jacket, which is nipped in at the waist, over a pink or a bright blue blouse would be exquisite. Mm-hmm. And you can get away with that. Just like that black and white striped peplum top that you were wearing that I loved on you. Sometimes, okay, here's the deal, ladies. Sometimes shape trumps color. Now, that may sound like it goes against everything I'm saying, but there are no absolutes. So sometimes if you can find a cute shaped jacket that just looks phenomenal on your body, but it's not quite your colors, I say go for it. So don't do it as a rule, but it can definitely work if you wear your bright color underneath in a blouse. So, but I would not go to Black and White Market, that store, as a rule, because you're not going to find. Is that what you were thinking?
I was just laughing because that's when I saw that store, I was like, well, it's every store is like Black and White Market, you know? Why even have a store? It's like every store.
Right.
So,
Yeah. We don't go there. I don't even walk in there for myself personally. I take clients there, but you can, I would say that black and white pattern still isn't your best. There, but, however, I just bought personally a Diane von Furstenberg silk blouse at a consignment store with black in it, but it's got all my other autumn colors mixed in. Mm. So black is not the predominant. It's almost like she used the black as the background and then placed all of my colors on top of it. So that, it's beautiful. It's perfect because actually my coloring naturally brings out the golds and the mustard yellow and the green that she used. So you almost don't even notice the black. in that case. So I would say black and white alone are not your best options.
Right.
But if
right.
you find a really cute pattern with black in it, don't discount it just because it has black in it.
Okay. Okay, good.
Okay. So your second question was about purses, matching with
right.
shoes or not. I just love that question because I wrote a blog article about that a few months ago because really that's one of the answers. There is no right answer. It's really up to you. To me and to most stylists, matching purse with shoes is a more conservative look. And that's all it is. You know, it's just saying, I like to dress conservatively, and so I like, and traditionally. So I match my purse to my shoes. If you don't match your purse to your shoes, that's okay too, and you're saying, I'm more creative. You know, I'm going to kind of break the rules a little and use a more creative way to dress. So there is no rule to that. It's really... And I think we'll answer that for you personally when we do your signature style work.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
What do you tend to do? Do you tend to match?
I tend not to match due to laziness in that I don't change my purse unless absolutely necessary. I just kind of use the same brown leather one all the time, which I know isn't great, but I just never think about it. It's like an afterthought. And only if it's a special occasion will I think, like, okay, now I got to think about, you know, what purse I'm going to bring. But every day I just grab the same bag.
Yes, I think most of us do. We're so busy now. Yeah.
But
on, let's say, a special occasion, I was – kind of
I will match.
Case.
I will match.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like
match.
That look. Great. That's great. And like I said, there are no rules.
Well, it's kind of funny because the only purse I have that I ever got any compliments on is I don't know how to describe it. It has two handles and they're patent leather. And then the body of it is in sort of like a can, but then the sides and the back has like a lizard. Skin or lizard print, and it's got all these moves, and I thought it was a little wild personally, but every time I wear that purse, I mean, people just stop me, where did you get that, you know, where did you get that bag, and I'm like, oh, okay, but that definitely is, there's so many different textures and sort of colors that it's not really going to match any pair of shoes, but it seems to work anyway, so.
Oh, I think that sounds lovely. And at some point, maybe if you could snap a picture of that and put it on Facebook, that would be fun.
You would like it. Yeah, you would like
it. Yep. It sounds really fun.
I can already tell.
Okay, I'll put you back on mute. I have a couple questions that Barbara, who couldn't make it, sent in. Her first question was, can I wear brown or tan? I don't see that on her color card. And Barbara is a silver, which is a number 4. And silver is all the winter colors, those really intense, pure, vivid colors. So, Barbara, there is no brown on your color card. However, when you get your color card, you're going to see a color called putty, and also you can wear taupe, which is kind of a tan and beige mix, or gray, a tan and gray mix. So you're going to have something that I think will operate like brown will, in that it's a real, you've got a couple neutral colors that you can wear. But brown, I see brown looking good on some really, really dark, let's say bronze or black skin tones, they can wear brown really well. But otherwise, if you have the light beige or pinky beige skin or white pinky beige skin, the brown isn't your best color. The next question that you asked were, you said no multicolored prints for a 4, and quite the contrary. Your prints are distinctive. They're abstract. You look great in stripes, vertical stripes. You look great in like a black and white animal print. Diane von Furstenberg has a lot of prints that are going to look great on you because she uses a lot of vibrant, beautiful colors. So if I think the PowerPoint examples that I sent you, Barbara, probably didn't have any multicolored prints in them, but you definitely will look phenomenal in prints. And you kind of want to match the size of the print to the size of your body. So if you're large frame, you can handle larger size prints. If you're small, delicate, petite, you want to stick to a smaller size print. But that's really the only rule there, for especially for a silver. And your third question was, if I wear black or white on the bottom, how many other colors can I wear on top, I'm assuming? So I would say you can wear, you know, a multicolored print top of white pants or black pants. So you can wear multicolors on top. I think all I was saying is that if you wear a bright color on top and bottom, keep those colors to a minimum. You know, so you could wear like a solid orange top with blue pants, but you probably don't want to introduce too many other colors. So, because those are solid colors, but you can always add a multicolored print on top of white pants or black pants. And by anchoring, you know, with a neutral bottom, you can actually introduce many colors on top. So I hope that makes sense. All right. Does anyone else have any questions? Raise your hand if you do. Otherwise, you are going to be moving on to week two, which there's a lot of information that I'm going to impart on week two. So take a deep breath, just kind of work your way through it. It's a lot about really understanding your body shape. And the key there is to, I hope all of you ladies have I use a soft tape measure. And what I'm asking you to do in the activity is to measure, have someone measure you from behind, because this is the most important measurement. You want to measure the length between your two shoulder blades, the length from side to side on your waist, and then side to side on your hips. So I do that from behind. We don't need all the way around your body. We don't need that measurement. Basically, we're looking at the proportion of your shoulders to your waist to your hips, and that determines your body shape. Sometimes I know if you have a little tummy, that's going to possibly move you into what we call a round shape, or they call it an apple shape, and we can definitely accommodate for that. But I think the most important measurement is the proportion between your shoulders, your waist, and your hips. And then I'm going to be talking about how your body is really divided up into 8 head lengths and why that's important to know, and how we can really create attractive proportion knowing your particular body shape, and whether you're short-waisted or long-waisted, whether your rise is long or short, things like that. So you're going to be doing a little bit of measuring, and if you could email me the results of your measurements, that's really going to help me. The last thing I wanted to bring up is don't forget to go to the bottom of your workshop page and click on Time Trade, and don't forget to schedule your one-on-one. You're probably going to want to wait. I think most of you are waiting till week 3 and week 4, but don't wait too long to pick your time slot that you're going to be able to meet with me via Skype. And if you've never used Skype, go ahead and send me an email, and I'll send you some instructions on how to set that up on your computer, and hopefully we can get you set up real quickly. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you're enjoying the process. And please don't forget to continue to post to Facebook and email me questions directly that you have, and I'm really, really enjoying getting to know all of you. So I will be signing off, and all of you have a really, really good day. Bye-bye.